Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 24th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Standard Uranium reports promising results from Winter 2024 drill program at Atlantic Project. Standard Uranium Vice President of Exploration Sean Hilliker shared the positive results from the Winter 2024 drill program at the Atlantic Project in Saskatchewan. The project, under option to ATCO Mining, revealed significant uranium mineralization in multiple drill holes. The findings point to a uranium-fertile system along the sub-Athabasca unconformity and basement structural zones. The company plans to conduct additional geophysical surveys to explore the untested portions of the east-west conductor system, aiming to uncover more high-value uranium zones. These results underscore the project's strategic importance and potential for new discoveries, setting a strong foundation for future exploration and development activities.
Arrow Exploration announces successful production and future plans at Carrizales Norte Field. Arrow Exploration CEO Marshall Abbott shared updates on the company's operational activities at the Carrizales Norte Field in Colombia. The first Ubaque horizontal well surpassed expectations, producing 3,150 barrels of oil per day with minimal water cut. The well, with a total depth of 11,680 feet and 2,042 feet horizontal section, exhibited favorable characteristics. The drilling rig has moved to the second cellar on the B pad for further development. Arrow Exploration plans to drill three more horizontal wells on the B pad to enhance production rates and recovery. Additionally, the company will drill the Bacchiano 1 exploration well to expand its operational footprint in the Llanos Basin. G Mining Ventures Corp. provides positive update on Tocantinzinho Gold Project. G Mining Ventures Corp. CEO Louis-Pierre Gignac provided an update on the Tocantinzinho Gold Project in Brazil, aiming to produce 175,000 ounces of gold annually. The project remains on track for commercial production in the second half of this year. With ore introduced into the grinding circuit on June 10th, the project is set to become Brazil's third largest primary gold mine. Plans include utilizing low-grade stockpiled ore initially, with a goal to achieve a throughput of 4.7 million tons per year. Gignac also mentioned a merger with Reunion Gold to enhance production to 500,000 ounces annually. Shareholder approval is pending, with a meeting scheduled for July 9th.
Peru introduced 10 new routes to access the historic sanctuary of Machu Picchu. Peru has introduced 10 new routes to access the historic sanctuary of Machu Picchu during the high season, expanding the visitor capacity to 5,600 per day. These routes are carefully planned to preserve the archaeological heritage and ensure an optimal visitor experience. Peru's commitment to sustainable tourism practices is evident, with Machu Picchu being the first destination to achieve carbon neutral certification. Travelers can contact IPERU, a member of the Tourist Protection Network, for information and assistance via WhatsApp at 51944-492-314. PromPeru is dedicated to promoting Peru's image, touristic destinations, exports, and investments. For more information, visit promperu.gob.pa.
Generation Uranium bolsters presence in uranium-rich Thelon Basin. Generation Uranium Inc. is expanding its presence in the uranium-rich Thelon Basin, positioning itself as a key player in the global energy shift. The company holds a 100% interest in the Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut, Canada, where historical exploration has revealed promising uranium concentrations. Recently, Generation Uranium acquired the Yellow Frog and Pink Toad projects, expanding its stake in the region by over 45%. This strategic move places Generation Uranium at the interface of two subbasins, enhancing its potential for discovering high-grade uranium deposits. Additionally, the company has partnered with Apex Geoscience to advance the Yath project towards a diamond drilling campaign, leveraging expert knowledge to unlock its full potential.
As it celebrates 2 decades of success, RCSI Medical University of Bahrain announces a $45 million campus expansion. RCSI Medical University of Bahrain, celebrating its 20th anniversary, revealed plans for a $45 million campus expansion project. The expansion includes a new academic building with 7,912 square meters of space, offering enhanced teaching facilities, research labs, a modern library, and more. The project focuses on sustainability with features like bike racks, EV charging stations, solar panels, and native plants. The expansion aligns with Bahrain's vision to be a regional healthcare and education hub. The university's economic impact is estimated at $91 million annually, with an additional $102 million injected into the economy over 4 years from the new construction. RCSI Bahrain also plays a vital role in enhancing local healthcare workforce skills and supporting national research priorities, contributing to socioeconomic development in Bahrain.
تزامنا مع احتفالها بمرور عقدين على تأسيس الكلية الملكية للجراحين في أيرلندا، جامعة البحرين الطبية تعلن عن توسع تحرمها الجامعي بقيمة 540 مليون دولار أمريكي. The Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, RCSI, Bahrain Medical University, has announced plans to expand its campus with a strategic project worth 45 million US dollars, coinciding with its 2-decade celebration in Bahrain. This expansion aligns with the university's commitment to improving human health, patient care, and community well-being. The project includes new academic buildings, advanced research labs, a modern library, social event spaces, and a wide events hall, all designed to meet the growing needs of advanced medical education and research. The sustainable campus design will feature low-carbon transportation options, energy-saving features like solar panels and LED lighting, and water conservation systems. This expansion project is expected to add $102 million US dollars to the economy over 4 years, further enhancing Bahrain's healthcare and education sectors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.